The image of Jesus, a shepherd, is probably one of the most loved images. You would know that in the Gospel of John there is a whole series of statements that Jesus makes. I am the light of the world. I am the true vine. I am the bread of life. I am the gate for the sheep. And I am the good shepherd. Indeed, there's a statue that we've dated back to the year 60 of Jesus holding this big, fat kind of sheep on his back. But we've tended to kind of pacify the image. When we've thought of Jesus in this way, I guess it's tended to be with cute little fluffy lambs that he has to deal with, rather than with cantankerous old ewes or rams. It is, I guess, that sense that we need to look at the image more carefully. Of course, the job of the shepherd wasn't just to care for the sheep who was safely in the pen. The job of the shepherd came into his own when the sheep were led out of the pen. When the sheep went into that broad land that lay beyond the safety of the homestead. And I think that that's perhaps one of the things that we need to consider at the moment. As church, how often do we retreat back to the safety of the fold, back to the safety of the pen? How often are we challenged by the shepherd to go out and live our Christian lives there? How often do we claim the broad pastures beyond as the place where we need to be in ministry with the shepherd? Sure, it's a place of darkness at times. Sure, it's a place of danger. Sure, it's a place where the wild animals roam. But that's where the Lord wants us to go. And I think it's there that Jesus gives us that kind of warning, perhaps, that there are other sheep that he needs to pasture. When he first addressed this to that group of disciples who were gathered there, of course, they were Jews. And he was addressing it to them as the Jewish people, saying that first the Lord came to call a people Israel. And he wanted to do his purposes and for them to fulfill all that he desired. But if they weren't faithful, if they didn't go out and do the work that God called them to do, to be a light of the world, to bring his justice and his healing presence into the world, then he would find others who would. Perhaps that same challenge, that same call is there for us as well. If we're not faithful to this call to bring the light of God's grace into the world, if we're not a people who live the justice of God, if we are not being the hands and feet of God, if we're not showing his face and his love into the world, if we're not being the stone that is rejected by the builders, then perhaps the Lord will find others who will. It's a deep challenge as our church struggles to find its place, to find its identity, to live faithfully this gospel message. And it's a call for us to indeed be those who come under that one shepherd, who are prepared to go with him into broad and dangerous lands, to be led by him beyond the safety of this place, to be called, to be challenged, to share that life, to be in truly an Easter people who are prepared to go beyond the boundaries of the pen and to be led by the shepherd into the broad lands, to be his people, to build the kingdom of God there as well. Apparently in America they've issued a decree in some parishes that not to have communion under both kinds. So one of the newspapers reported that by saying, while there's swine, there'll be no wine. And I heard of another woman who called the help desk to find out more information about the swine flu, but all she got was crackling.